The simple fact is that at an earlier stage of the church, in the time of Paul, women were very prominent. There are many texts in Paul's letters where it's quite clear that he accepted women as playing an apostolic role in the church on exactly the same level as men. So at the very earliest stage in the church, the question, the role of women was very prominent. Paul is the proof of that. At a later stage, there seems to have been a backlash. The question of women priests doesn't arise in the early church. The question of priests doesn't arise in the early church. Anywhere in the New Testament is a minister, a Christian minister, designated a priest. That title came later. So I mean, the question of women priests, for example, or men priests for that matter, doesn't occur in the New Testament. And nowhere, as I said, is a Christian minister ever called anything like a priest.
It's interesting that you should say that Paul wrote an awful lot about equality in the church, when actually most people would associate St. Paul with being someone who didn't really like women or who wrote quite harshly about women. So what's your opinion on that?
I know that's a well-known position. And Paul, of course, was very famous, perhaps one of the most important persons after Jesus in the early church. But part of the problem is that perhaps too much was attributed to Paul in the sense of letters. Paul wrote letters. But also the letters that we call the pastorals, 1 and 2, Timothy and Titus, that's particularly the letter to Timothy and the letter to Titus, are written in Paul's name and attributed to Paul, which was a common feature in antiquity. But we know now certainly that particularly 1 Timothy was much later than Paul. And it's mainly because of that Paul has got that unhappy reputation among women. When I'm teaching courses on Paul, if there are women in my class, the very first thing I do is to rehabilitate Paul. I mean, to make it quite clear that Paul was anything but anti-women. So the reason is that it's in that Timothy, you have the statement, "I permit no women to teach, they are to be silent on that." That's in that letter, which is attributed to Paul, but in fact wasn't written by Paul, is later than Paul. Whereas when we look at Paul's real letters that we're quite sure of, then there are a number of passages where Paul makes it very clear that addresses women as equals. And in fact, he's quite explicit about it. He speaks about women as working with me in the gospel, with men and disciples and so on. So it's understandable why women should be unhappy with Paul, because on the basis of that text in 1 Timothy where "I permit no women to speak" and so on, well, if that's Paul, you can have him. But of course, it isn't Paul. This is the point. And so, as I say, I like to make the point emphatically, that the real Paul was anything but anti-women. In fact, he was quite certain that women played their part, and he accepted them playing their part with men in the gospel, in the preaching, on an equal level with men.
So in truth, it was more culture than anything else that really brought about the division between men and women and their roles in the church.
That's a good question, and in fact, it's quite right. That's precisely it. Because, you see, the culture of the day, all across the board, was precisely in the family, the patriarchal household. Now remember, the little Christian movement was a very small movement that was under suspicion, and that had to watch itself. And so where you had in the beginning equality, and where women were playing this important role, that could be seen as a threat. Remember, you think of the patriarchal family where the head of the household was the boss. Now all of a sudden, this Christian movement seemed to be under girding that, or it's not only girding but undermining that. And so they already had an awful lot of problems. They were already under suspicion for many reasons. And so I think they decided, just for political reasons as much as anything, or for practical reasons, that, gee, we have to look at this very carefully. We have to give the impression that we're not being subversive of family and culture and so on. And so I think that's an important, in fact, it's quite clear from the pastoral letters, because one of the things I keep on insisting on, that people must not be suspicious of us, people must think well of us. And so they had to look at the culture round about, and they had to, you know, fit into it as best they could. I think that's precisely, certainly a main reason why you had that shift from, see, Paul inequality to the later situation where you had the inequality, and where you had like the model of the household where certainly men, women now were in a lower role, in an inferior position.